Welcome to the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.
Hi, welcome to another episode of our daily fintech podcast. This podcast episode is sponsored by YieldX. YieldX is transforming income investing to bring its benefits to all investors. With YieldX, the outcome is income. The news highlight of the day is Newfi filed for insolvency today, 2 months after the Berlin-based digital bank announced layoffs as it struggled with the rout in cryptocurrency prices, economic uncertainty, and difficult funding environment. Fintech news. Apple Pay is now available in Malaysia with 3 supporting banks, namely Maybank, AmBank Group, and Standard Chartered Bank. Movers and shakers. Comply Advantage named Andrew Davis as Global Head of Regulatory Affairs. Luno has announced the hiring of Thomas Tudhope, who came in as Luno's global head of policy. Done deal. A new $1 billion fintech fund to accelerate the growth of promising UK scale-ups is to be backed by a group of senior industry figures, including Lord Hammond, the former chancellor. The fund has been provisionally named the Fintech Growth Fund. Capify launched a £40 million fund for UK SMEs to help manage operations through difficult trading conditions. Forage raised $22 million in a Series A funding round led by NYCA Partners. The San Francisco fintech startup software helps grocers accept online SNAP or US food stamp payments. Creator DAO raised $20 million in an ambitious bet on the creator economy. Backers include Andreessen Horowitz and Paris Hilton, among others. Apital secured an additional £1.7 million, an investment from Frontline Ventures and various angel investors to bring technological innovation and automation to equity markets. Deserve has backed £21 million in a Series A funding round led by Axel Partners. Also participating in the round were existing investors Matrix Partners India and Elevation Capital. Legado acquired Wonderbill. Legado is an open document and data platform specialist, and Wonderbill is a consumer and B2B bill management technology platform. Avalara is to be acquired by global investment firm Vista Equity Partners in an all-cash deal worth $8.4 billion. Digital banking news, breaking news. Bolt reports a $84.3 million loss in the 12 months to the end of March, according to annual financial statements lodged last week with regulators. Dozens is closing its consumers' accounts and shutting down its app as part of its substantial pivot to the company's business model. Frollo is phasing out screen scraping in its free money management app, where open banking is available. Payments. PaySense introduced 50 new receiving countries to its global payments network. Funds. Goldman Sachs extended a $150 million credit line to Mexican startup Clara. Zabank has launched an investment fund service, becoming the first virtual bank in town, Hong Kong, to offer a one-stop integrated personal financial platform. And Ox Money has secured 500 million euros in funding for new lending. That's all the news for today. Thanks for listening. Tune in tomorrow for another Daily Fintech Podcast.
Thank you for listening, and I hope to see you tomorrow for another episode of the number one fintech news podcast by Marcel Van Oost, connecting the dots in fintech.